If candidate Goli Ameri wins this November, she'll be the first member of the U.S. Congress born in Iran. Ameri is a Republican running in Oregon's 1st congressional district. She hopes to beat incumbent Democrat David Wu, who was born in Taiwan. Colin Fogarty of Oregon Public Broadcasting has more on this race in the first of two reports this weekend on the changing face of American politics.
Like many candidates, Goli Ameri's campaign billboards are red, white, and blue. At first glance, her name looks like Go America.
Goli Ameri Can? Somebody asked me, did you choose this name on purpose? Is this a campaign last name? And I said, no, honestly, this is my husband's last name.
Ameri and her husband are from Iran. She immigrated in the 1970s to attend Stanford University and remained after the 1979 Iranian Revolution. Now, the former marketing consultant may be on the verge of making history.
It's huge. I mean, you are a refugee from a country, and you come here and you live the American dream, and then you ask people to vote for you, and it's very emotional. It is.
Such unbridled patriotism won Goli Ameri strong support among Oregon Republicans. And so is her ability to tap into a new source of campaign contributions, fellow Iranian Americans. Oregon Republican State Chair Kevin Mannix is eager to tout Ameri as a spokesperson for President Bush's policies, such as the war in Iraq and the Patriot Act.
She does not come across as harsh, and she has shown real zeal in terms of her perspective on the issues without being extreme.
Pacific University political analyst Jim Moore says that's important because previous GOP candidates have lost this district because they've been seen as too conservative.
This is a district that the Republicans have been trying to win for 30 years. On paper, it's a growing suburban district, and those districts are Republican districts. Moderate Republicans, but Republican districts.
But Ameri's close alignment with the Bush administration has alienated her from some Iranians. Jahin Shah Javid, who edits the online magazine Iranian.com, says Ameri serves as a civics lesson for a group that's not fully engaged in American politics.
Because Iranians are still at a very infant level in terms of political awareness of how voting counts, because voting has never counted or even existed when we were born. But on the other hand, her policies are, more to the right. And I think the average Iranian American would have a difficult time voting for her.
Democrats are also hoping Ameri's close association with President Bush will cost her swing voters in November. She faces Democratic incumbent David Wu, who has his own American dream story to tell. Wu is Congress's only Chinese-American, who immigrated from Taiwan in 1961. He's fond of saying his opponent walks in lockstep with the administration.
It is a positive thing that there is a broadening of the face of representation in America, but the temptation is to sometimes focus too much on that. My opponent and I share an immigrant background, but it's all in the lessons that we learn from that. And this is really about where we want to see the world go.
Wu is campaigning on bread and butter issues, roads, schools, and jobs.
Hi. Good afternoon. Congressman, I'm John Morgan, the CEO.
Wu is visiting HemCon, which makes superabsorbent bandages for use on the battlefield. The company is quickly expanding because of the war in Iraq, and Wu takes credit for Congress sending millions of dollars in startup money. Before being elected in 1998, Wu was a Stanford-educated high-tech attorney. Since then, he's angered the firms for whom he worked with his vocal opposition to most-favored trade status for China, a major trading partner for Oregon. Wu cites the country's record on human rights, and Ameri hopes to tap into that anger. Here, she's touring FEI, which makes nanotech microscopes. Companies like these have transformed Oregon's 1st District from a mostly white farming region to a bustling high-tech hub that's become more racially diverse. And political analyst Jim Moore says that makes voters here more open to candidates with names like Wu and Ameri.
Here we have two Stanford grads from California who moved up here to Oregon to the same area because of the high-tech industry.
And in that way, Moore says, where two candidates were born is not as significant as the qualities they share with the district they're vying to represent. For NPR News, I'm Colin Fogarty in Portland, Oregon.
You can see photos of the candidates and explore their websites by going to our website, npr.org.